a widely discussed Republican-backed bill that would put new rules and restrictions on ballot drop boxes and absentee ballot requests in Ohio got its first hearing in a House committee, and it was contentious. Republicans in nearly all states have put forward election law changes after the 2020 vote. Republican Representatives Bill Seitz and Sharon Ray don't dispute President Biden's win and say Ohio, which went for former President Trump, had a fraud-free vote last year. But the tension in the hearing on this new bill started early. After explaining his measure, Seitz noted Democrats, who are in the minority, have introduced their own proposals.
I would actually submit that those expansions are far more draconian than anything we're trying to do in this bill. So this is a balanced bill. It expands access. It improves the system in many ways.
The bill sets a 3-box limit on ballot drop boxes, which are allowed only on Board of Elections property, and ballots can only be dropped in them for 10 days before the election. It also says absentee ballot requests must be received 10 days before the election, not 3 days as in current law. Democrats such as Representative Bride Rose Sweeney peppered Seitz for the changes, the restrictions, and the timing of his 174-page bill, which she says has raised a lot of concern.
In the past 24 hours, my office has received 500 emails and calls opposing this bill.
Seitz made it clear that he was not moved.
There has been an orchestrated campaign by folks on the left to gin up form letters, which I care very little for, because they all rest on a thread of misinformation and lies.
The bill also eliminates in-person voting the Monday before the election, though Seitz says he'll offer an amendment to require those 6 hours be allocated in the week before the election. The bill creates an online absentee ballot request system. Democrats had said last year a change was needed to replace the clunky process of printing out a request, mailing it in, and waiting for the ballot to arrive, then mailing the ballot back or dropping it off. But they're concerned that the request requires 2 forms of ID rather than the 1 in law now. And Seitz says the bill prioritizes a driver's license and state-issued IDs as the main form of identification, but says he'll introduce an amendment to pay for state IDs for those who need them. But many questions from Democrats focused on the ballot drop boxes. Representative Bridget Kelly is from Cincinnati, as is Seitz, where there were lines both to vote early in person and to leave ballots in drop boxes at the Hamilton County Board of Elections.
So it would seem to me that it would be a good thing to continue to permit people to put their ballots into the drop box for the entirety of the period prior to the election, not just in the 10 days immediately preceding.
Minority Leader Amelia Sykes said those lines suggested drop boxes were popular with voters, and she pushed back at Sykes's 21-year record as a lawmaker.
It would seem like we would be more willing to do and make policy that is in line with the behaviors of folks, rather than dropping a completely new regime and telling them, well, this is what we want you to do because I've been around the legislature for 21 years and this is just the way I say we should do it.
Seitz said the drop boxes were heavily used because of the pandemic, but he refrained from using the term COVID cowards, as he did in an interview with me earlier this month. Seitz is not often known for using a conciliatory tone. At times, he suggested Democrats' criticism was rooted in partisanship, and he made clear his disdain for both the 4-week period of early voting and for drop boxes, which he says have never been in state law, but will be in his bill.
Now, that might not be the progress that you want, but that is the progress that we're prepared to offer in this bill. If you think you can pass your bill, I forget whose bill it is, to have drop boxes all over Hell's Half Acre, and if that's the will of this General Assembly, then so be it, okay?
Democrats wanted to continue the hearing, but Republican Chair Shane Wilkins cited an upcoming caucus meeting and cut off questions after an hour and 20 minutes, which upset Democrat Stephanie House.
This just isn't right, and it cannot be convenient. I'm going to let leaders
Representative House, I think the chair has been very fair and
you have not.
Wilkin moved on to a hearing on another bill, and Democrats walked out. No more hearings are scheduled on the bill before the Memorial Day break. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.